You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on. We're talking about Jesus, the most misunderstood character in the Bible, our Lord and Savior, and people don't know who he was. They think he doesn't exist there in the Old Testament somehow. They're all blanked out. But that was Jesus throughout the Old Testament, dealing with Moses, dealing with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, dealing with Noah, dealing with Adam and Eve. We need to learn more about Jesus. It's so important. And you will not understand the Bible until you understand who Jesus was and is. There is a father and son relationship, and it talks about it in the Bible. Let me show you here. People think it's all about our father in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New Testament. Let me show you the father and son in the Old Testament. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 4. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? This is our Father. This is Jesus. This is El Elyon, the Most High God. And this is Jesus or Yeshua, his son, our Savior. Did you know that there's more than one Jehovah, Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, not getting into the name callers, semantics and games that they play. That's right, I call them name callers because it's a false doctrine. I don't want to even get off on that. Maybe I'll do a series on the name callers. But did you know that there's more than one Lord in the Old Testament? Genesis 19:24. Then the Lord, the Tetragrammaton, Jehovah, rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So here you have one God on earth calling down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from another God or another Lord in heavens. This is the Father and the Son. This shows that the Father is up in heaven and his Son, Jesus, is the one that was walking around on the face of the earth doing these things. And they want to blame, oh, the Father's destroyed all the homosexuals and the lesbians and Sodom and Gomorrah and all the sexual perverts. It was Jesus that did this. And your Bible shows you there over and over. This isn't one obscure passage. What in Matthew 22:41-46, the Pharisees came and challenged Jesus. He quoted Psalm 110 verse 4 and he shut them up. It said that they dared not question him again. What was it that Jesus did that was so big that it shut the Pharisees up and they were afraid to challenge him? From that point on, he showed in the Bible of that time, the Old Testament, what we call today, it was the Bible that Jesus read, where he was. We're out of time. We'll continue this.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.